Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, the stars will be out on Sunday, that's for sure. It's Oscar night out in Hollywood. Let's get a preview of the glitz and glamour from Tom Lason, returning guest, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv out in Seattle. Hi, Tom. What's looking forward to Sunday?
Yeah, I am. And I think one of the things I'm really looking forward to is Neil Patrick Harris, who is going to host the Emmys for the first time. He's done the Tonys, of course, and he's done the Emmys, and he is just an all-around great talent, actually. He's a song and a dance man, and he's glib and funny, so I think that's one of the things right out of the chute that I'm looking forward to seeing.
How do you round up a big audience when you have Birdman and Boyhood as the top contenders for the Oscar, and most people haven't even thought about seeing either one of those movies?
Yeah, that's been one of the concerns about the ratings for this program coming up, is that they're outside of American Sniper, which has grossed about $304 million. The other movies are relatively small. They haven't done a huge box office, and that's a great observation. So there is concern about that. How do you go about overcoming that? I think, you know, look to the usual suspects. Look for big social media support and a heavy promotional campaign, you know, on the air, trying to drive viewers and drive eyeballs to that program. It will be interesting to see with some of these smaller grossing independent films how that translates into ratings when it comes to that program. But again, I'll circle back to my first comment, thinking that Neil Patrick Harris is really going to be a draw for this.
Of course, those small movies might get a lot of eyes on them later on video at home.
Yeah, you know, and that's the great thing about getting an Oscar nomination for smaller pictures. For pictures that have huge distribution out of the shoot, you know, the major studios are behind in them and, you know, spending millions of dollars on promotion, and they're clearly going to be blockbusters. You know, the bump that you get out of an Oscar nomination is probably pretty nominal, hard to measure. But for the smaller films, for, you know, something like Whiplash or The Theory of Everything, maybe a movie that the general public hasn't heard of before, by watching that program or hearing about that Oscar a buzz a little bit, when it's re-released or when it comes out onto DVD or when it comes to streaming near you on an over-the-top type of service, it might pique the interest a little bit, and the small number kicks into effect there. It's not hard to move the needle when your audience starts from a very small place.
Well, everybody wants to look at the beautiful ball gowns, the beautiful women, also the original songs for the movies, too. So it's more than just the films.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, what I'm hearing is there's actually been a little bit of pushback this year from a lot of the actresses when it comes to the whole kind of meat market piece that goes along with the red carpet. As you watch it and the criticisms that come along with it, it does really make you wonder a little bit about what the value is being added there. And apparently there is some pushback. So it'll be interesting to hear if there's any post-game comments about that. And, yeah, some of the other awards are important. Cinematography is probably going to go to Birdman. Costume design, look at the Grand Budapest Motel, probably hair and makeup too. Those are important and big awards in that industry. And directing as well, probably again for Birdman.
You mentioned pushback. That little trick that I can't remember which broadcast network does this, where they have them walk their fingers down the carpet to show off their manicures. Some of the stars have said, I'm not doing that. No way.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Tom, thanks so much for being with us. Tom Lason is president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv out in Seattle.